Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
I'd like to welcome you to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are here to help you to enjoy gardening. And if you have any problems or any concerns, or you want to try something new and not quite sure how to plant it or care for it, whether it's a house plant for the winter months or your outside gardens, give us a call. It's toll free, and the number is 855-660-4261, and we'll work together to get that problem solved. Starting in about 2 weeks, we will have the newsletter back up and running, and I'm sure you're going to love what we're doing with the new newsletter. We have a lot of things that are going to be happening in the month of November, and we're really, really excited. And next week, we will have all the information for our trip that we are planning next year, and I'm really excited about it because we are going to go to France for 2 weeks. And one of the reasons, besides the gardens and the beautiful countryside, is next June is the 70th anniversary of Normandy. And we're going to spend a whole day at the beaches of Normandy, at the cemetery, at points of interest. And we're going to visit a town where the Allies parachuted the night before the invasion. And Normandy is the largest battle ever fought in the history of the world. Over 160,000 Allies entered the beaches. 9,000 men were killed in the first day of the invasion. A lot of history, a lot of great information will be there. Plus, we'll be visiting an olive plantation, a vineyard, a truffle farm, and we'll have 3 days in Paris to see the city and the sights, plus many towns, Avignon, and some of the great areas that grow wine in France, the Bordeaux area, and a lot more. But we'll have all that information for you next week, and I think it's something that you could really enjoy. I know I'm looking forward to seeing the beaches of Normandy where the Allies came ashore. Can't wait to see it. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got David from Vermont with a question about tire planters.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me about what you're trying to grow in your tires.
Well, good morning, Paul. It varies. A lot of times it would probably be like a squash or something like that, but if it is a squash, I also eat the blossoms sometimes, and I'm wondering about toxins being leached into it, or would a poly bag insert provide enough protection against any leaching?
I did some research a few years ago, in fact, a lot of years ago. Now my kids are all grown up. But I had heard about this, and I thought it would be a fun project for my kids to do. And we grew potatoes. So we conditioned the soil. I put down one tire, filled it, put my potatoes in, added a second tire on top of it, and then filled it with soil. And as the plants came up, I added a third, a fourth, and even a fifth tire. And then in the fall, we pulled the tires off, and the kids went crazy. It was full of the most beautiful potatoes you had ever seen. But I checked it out with the state Department of Conservation and with the County Extension Service, and they said there was nothing to worry about as far as harm coming from the rubber of the tire.
Oh, that's good to know. And your reply from the last caller also got me thinking of a question I wanted to ask. I've had some young fruit trees with the bark would split on the south side of the tree during the winter months. Would the anti-desiccant prevent that as well as the wrap?
If you just use a plastic wrap or a burlap wrap, that will solve it. All of your nurseries and garden centers will sell what they call tree wrap.
Yeah.
And it's like a brown cardboard.
Right.
And in the middle, there's asphalt that gives it that additional protection.
Yeah.
And the reason that the tree split is in the nursery, when it was planted, they were planted 3 feet apart. And the trees tended to shade each other. You put it out in the yard, it's all by itself, and there was nothing to give it a little bit of shade and a little bit of protection from the wind. And normally after the third year, you no longer have to worry about wrapping that tree. But nurseries will have either a plastic, and it's a tube that's like a corkscrew, and you just wrap it around the trunk, leave it there. And I like that plastic tree wrap because if you have problems with mice or rabbits or voles, they can't eat through the plastic, and you would just push it into the ground about 1 inch. The corkscrew, you go up to the first branch, and that will prevent rodents from eating the bark and prevent winter damage with the bark splitting on the south side.
Very good. Thank you, Paul.
I thank you, and you have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from New York with a question about crocuses.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What can I help you with the crocus?
Well, good morning. Nice talking to you. I go around the yard in the fall, and I take a wooden dowel and I plant my crocuses, but it takes so long to get them down in the hole to be sure that they're upright and the points up on them and everything. Is that critical, or can I just drop them in the hole and they'll automatically grow?
They'll grow better if the top faces up. But I'll tell you a much easier way. Crowbar. If you take a crowbar, rather than a trowel or any kind of a tool like that, you can make the hole a lot easier. And I'll tell you something that I did many years ago, and I was the talk of the entire neighborhood. My wife's birthday is March 16th. And crocuses in New England are normally in bloom by the middle of the month. So in the fall, this time of the year, on the day that she was out shopping, and I had the day off, I took a crowbar and went out so that I planted in the lawn, looking out the kitchen window. And I made 3-foot letters. I took my crowbar, I made a hole 3 inches deep. You don't have to go any deeper than that.
Put
the bulb in. I put the bulb in, then I put a handful of soil, and I wrote, spacing them 6 inches apart, "I love you."
And great.
I had brownie points for weeks and weeks, and the neighbors kept coming over and telling my wife how lucky she was. So try it. You'll have a ball. If you have a neighbor you don't like, send him a message.
Ah, the sounds of a bygone era. What was once commonplace is now outdated. Kind of like most lawn care programs. Many of them merely treat issues like crabgrass and dandelions rather than treating what's causing them in the first place. Jonathan Green Lawn Care Solutions go beyond the surface to get to the root of the problem, the soil. Jonathan Green products create ideal soil conditions that allow grass plants to thrive. Jonathan Green calls it the new American lawn. With a powerful combination of organic lawn fertilizers and Black Beauty grass seeds, you'll be on your way to growing a thick, healthy lawn. It's a more sensible and natural solution with real results. Take the right approach to a better lawn. The New American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
Did you know that the fall is the best time of the year to fertilize your lawn? This year, use Bonide Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer to repair summer damage and to prepare the lawn for the fall and winter season. Bonide Winterizer contains slow-release nitrogen fertilizer, iron to green up the grass, sulfur to control the acid soil, also a special micronutrient package to give your lawn the energy to perform at its best. Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency lime. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and the phone number is toll free 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll help you to have the best garden ever. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chet from New Hampshire with a question about fruit trees.
Chet, how can we help you with your fruit trees?
I have two questions, Paul. One is on a fruit tree. Is it advisable now to, if I can transplant the three-year-old dwarf tree, can I transplant that now, or would it be best to do it in the spring?
I would wait until the spring. The reason is it's been in the ground for a while. If you dig it up, you're going to cut a lot of the feeder roots that pull up the moisture and the nutrition. And if we have a winter that's open with not a lot of snow cover and cold, the plant could heave out of the ground and you're going to have moisture loss through the buds. If you can wait until the end of March or early April when the frost is out of the ground, there'll be no shock and no bud loss, and your plants will do much, much better. So if it was something that was grown in a pot, then you can plant now. But to transplant a fruit tree at this time of the year, I would wait.
My other question has to do with the application of tree and shrub, the systemic, to a tree that bears a fruit, like the fruit for the birds to eat. Would that application of that systemic be detrimental to the birds that would be feeding off the fruit of that tree?
It depends which one you use. Bayer has a systemic product to use on leaf trees, flowering trees, but they also make a systemic fruit tree spray, fruit tree product that will not get into the fruit itself. It will stay in the foliage and not go into the fruit. But that's what I would use. They also make one now that can be used in the vegetable garden and can be used on, like, tomatoes and potatoes and vegetables like that, that you're not eating the foliage. But they do have a fruit tree systemic that will not get in the fruit, so it doesn't hurt you. Or if you've got a flowering crab and the birds are going to be eating the berries, you can use that. So with their new technology, they're able to make something for every purpose.
I forgot to ask you a related question to the fruit trees, and that is the application of the oil spray on the fruit trees at this time of the year, you know, over the dormant, over the buds. Would that be effective as far as keeping it from being any to an advantage of in the coming springtime to enhance the growth of the tree?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you can, the thing you want to do is you want to wait until most of the leaves have come down, because once that leaf comes off, it leaves a little scab, and you want to get the oil on that scab also. So when all the leaves come off, use a combination of all-season oil. It's made by Bonide or Summit Chemical Company, and all-season oil is a waxy-type product and is natural. And at the same time, in the same sprayer, add either copper or sulfur fungicide so that you can mix them both. So if it calls for, let's say, 2 teaspoons of oil per gallon and 1 teaspoon of copper per gallon, you put it in, then you add your water, or if you're using a bottle sprayer that you attach to the hose, you would put it in the bottle, then add the water to the right level, spray, and it will kill the eggs of insects and the disease spores for next year. And believe me, if you can do it spring and fall and rake all the fallen foliage, you'll have the best crop that you've ever had, because you're eliminating the problem.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Roses cannot tolerate the smell. It will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and it will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected, so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it. And I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Candy from New Hampshire with a question about rhodo.
Candy, how can we help you with your rhododendrons today?
Hi, Paul. Great to talk to you. We planted, transplanted a rhododendron 4 years ago here at the house, and it originally came from my in-law's house. It was a new plant from my father-in-law at the time, so I'd say a couple years old. And it seems to be thriving here, except it doesn't flower. The leaves are green, and I fertilize it with holly tone every spring. And I did cut it back a couple of summers ago to control the growth, but I can't seem to get it to flower. So what do you suggest?
Okay, how much sun is a rhododendron getting?
It's full sun.
It's full sun.
Yes.
Okay, because, yeah, they should be flowering. Okay, what I'd like to have you do, the rhododendrons make their flower buds August, September, October. So if you look at your plant now, on the very tip, if it's a tall, pointed bud, that's a leaf bud.
Yep.
If it's a big, fat bud, then that's a flower.
Yep.
So what could have happened with your soil is sometimes the soil, even for a rhododendron, can be too acidic. And what happens is when you put down the Holytone fertilizer to feed it, the acidity will grab a hold of the food and prevent the plant from using it.
Okay.
So what I would do is I would lime around your rhododendrons.
Okay. And do that now?
I would do it now. That way it will have all winter to work its way down to the root system. In the spring, in March, April, what I'd like to have you do is to use the Holytone, and I want you to buy a product called Super Phosphate.
Yep.
And the numbers are 020. And I think if you can feed them with both the Holytone and the Super Phosphate, that should help to stimulate it.
All right.
And then one other thing that you can do. Sometimes plants get comfortable. I've got everything I need. I get the sun. I have all the moisture, the food, and they won't bloom. What you can do, and I would do this in probably mid to late August, take a shovel and go from the main stem out halfway between the stems and the tip of your branches.
Uh-huh.
And take the shovel, jump on it, and cut a circle all the way around your rhododendron. Don't dig it out. Just cut straight down. And that's called root pruning.
Okay.
And the root pruning will shock the plant. And if the plant feels that there's a problem and it could possibly die, it will force itself to bloom. And once you get in that cycle of the plant blooming, it will bloom year after year. And if you want to add a little bit more of Super Phosphate in that slit that you've made, maybe two or three handfuls, then you should be all set.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
I thank you, and you have a great weekend.
Thanks,
you know,
too.
It's bye-bye. It's difficult at times because you work hard and you've got all the right planting conditions, but if the soil's pH is off and it's too acidic, and we've all been taught, learning about gardening, that plants that are broadleaf, like holly, azaleas, mountain laurel, what else are flowers that's broadleaf? Skimmia, which is part of the holly family. But if you have plants that won't bloom, and they're broadleaf evergreens, you were told that they are acid-loving. And we feed them with Holytone, which is of acid base. And after a while, the soil will get too acidic. And I found that if you lime every 3 or 4 years when you're doing your lawn, that it will help to neutralize the soil, and the hollies, the rhododendrons, and the azaleas will bloom a lot better. Because you've got the full sun, you've got the moisture, let's work on the soil and condition it, and I think you'll see a big difference. Thank you. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gaia from New Hampshire with a question about tulips.
Okay, great. Tell me what's happening with your tulips. Are they new ones, or are they tulips that are already in your garden?
Am I on the line, Paul?
Yes, yes, you are.
Oh,
good morning.
Paul. Good morning, Paul. My husband and I love your show. We listen every Sunday. Now, we plant tulip bulbs every fall. Should we leave them in year-round?
Oh, yes, definitely. Because tulips... Yeah, tulips should live in your ground 3 to 5 years, depending on how you fertilize them and how you care for them. Now, when tulips come up, they'll make a nice flower. When the flowers go by, you should cut off the flower stem so that the bulb doesn't use its energy to make seed.
Mm-hmm.
So cut off the dead flowers.
Okay.
Then you want to allow the foliage to turn yellow before you cut them off. Because once it gets done blooming, it's going to rebuild the energy inside the bulb so that it can make a new flower for the following year. Now, one thing that I found, a fall fertilization really helps a great deal.
Okay.
But in the fall, you have no idea where you planted those bulbs, do you?
Yes, I do, because I have a certain spot that I put them in every year. But I've been buying brand new bulbs. I buy brand new bulbs. And then,
But see, you shouldn't have to do that. Because they should live a minimum of 3 to 5 years for you.
3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I do at my house is I plant my bulbs in a group of 5 to 7 bulbs per hole.
That's exactly what we do.
So I put some bulb fertilizer, a little compost, I work it in, I plant my bulbs, I cover them, and then so that I know where they are, I buy a package of plastic golf tees, not wood. Because if you buy a wood golf tee and it's put in the ground, the paint on the tee will flake off and you'll never find it again. If it's plastic, you'll see the blue, the yellow, the white, or whatever. And I put the golf tee so it sticks out about a half an inch right in the center of the planting. And I leave it there. And that way, in the fall, I know where my bulbs are, and I can sprinkle some bulb food right where every golf tee is. It will work its way down into the soil, it will fertilize the bulb, and it will continue to grow, get bigger, and give you more flowers.
Can I put some other flowers in between the bulbs?
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what I do is, see, that's why I plant in groups. If I plant it in a straight line, then it's difficult to plant early. So I plant my bulbs in a hole with 5 to 7, depending on what it is. I'll leave a space, and in that space, I can plant pansies for early color, or if the foliage hasn't gone by and it's time to plant petunias or snapdragons or geraniums, I can plant in between them without affecting the tulips. And then when the tulips go by or the daffodils, I cut off the foliage and the geranium will get bigger and bigger and bigger and it will fill in and it will work wonderful.
Wonderful. Boy, I'm glad I called you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Why, okay, Paul, thanks a lot. I'll be following your advice.
Okay, and you have a great weekend. And in about 2 weeks when we get the newsletter back up and running, we'll give you some information. And there'll be a lot of information on bulbs depending on the season.
Great. We think you're great. You're
Thank
great.
You.
Okay, bye-bye, Paul.
Bye-bye. We appreciate the phone call now. Thank you. Tom, who do we have up next that needs a little bit of help with their garden?
Next up, we've got Stu from Mass with a question about wisteria.
Stu, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening with the wisteria? It won't bloom?
I started this wisteria at the beginning of the season, By the way, I have a saying that, you know, I have one mouth and 2 ears, so I talk half as much as I listen. So I listen to your show very often. But anyway, the Syria was doing great all summer long, and now all of a sudden, within this last week, it's about 2 feet high, and the leaves have turned yellow. Now, the moisture's there, and it's in my cellar, so it's being protected because we've had some nasty weather out there. And I can't understand why all of a sudden it stopped growing. I got one set of green leaves.
Now, you said it's in your basement?
Yes, it is now.
Okay. Now, where do you live?
In New Bedford, down just off the gateway to the Cape, they call it.
Okay, then what I would do, Stu, today, I would go out in your yard and I would plant it.
Really?
Yeah. Wisteria.
So they're cold weather hardy, are they?
Oh, I live in Maine, and
no,
I have wisteria. I have wisteria growing in my yard.
Uh-huh.
And I worked at a nursery in Scituate, Mass.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the most incredible wisteria that I have ever seen. It was planted 3 years before I started at the nursery. And the woman who planted it came from England, and she loved wisteria. And we trained it to become a tree rather than a vine.
Uh-huh.
It had 5 main stems. It spread 12 to 15 feet wide, 10 feet tall. We pruned it after the blooming cycle, and it was magnificent. So take that wisteria out of your cellar, get it in the garden, use compost, bark mulch around it, and water. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Tom, who can we help with their garden today?
Next up, we've got Bob from Cape Cod with a question about arborvitae.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. How can we help you with your arborvitae?
Yes, I transplanted two arborvitaes this spring because of some construction. I put them in a temporary home. They're about 4 feet high and 30 inches wide at the base. And my question is it too late in the season now to, if I want to move them back to where they originally were?
Where you're going to be moving them, how windy will it be during the winter months?
Well, it's more on the protected side of the house.
So it's going to be away from all of the wind and salt spray. Then you could move them now.
They'll develop enough root system between now and when the ground maybe freezes.
Yeah, Cape Cod, you get an additional 2 to 3 weeks of growing season compared to like Boston. And if you dug them today, condition the soil with some compost or animal manure, get them in, and take the heel of your foot and compact the soil around the root ball, make a little bowl with the extra soil, and keep it wet. It's going to do real, real good for you. The other thing that I would do, just to be on the safe side for the first year, is get some wilt proof or wilt stop. Either one. You can buy it at any garden center. And once they're in, spray the plant, and that will plug up all of the pores on the foliage of the arborvitae, and that will prevent moisture loss, and that will ensure that the plant will do real well moved at this time of the year. But I've planted shrubbery beyond Thanksgiving and have had real good results. And where you dug these and you heal them in for the summer, you should be able to get all of the little fiber roots that formed, and that transplanting should not be a problem.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, and you have a great weekend. The other thing, those of you that live near the ocean or within an easy drive of the ocean, your vegetable garden is empty now. It's all been cleaned, hopefully. And if you have an annual garden, now is a good time to condition the soil. Take some black trash bags, head to the beach, bring a rake, rake up the seaweed, bring it home, and spread it on your garden. If you've got a pickup, fill the pickup with seaweed. Growing up, my father and I, every fall, we would go to the beach, and we would pick up seaweed, and we would add 3 to 6 inches of seaweed, depending if there was a storm that brought them in. And then we would rototill. You don't have to rototill now. The main thing is you get it and you put it on the garden. If you can rototill or pitchfork, it is the best form of organic matter available. Because seaweed is full of the nourishment, all of the nutrition from the ocean is found in that seaweed. Don't worry about the salt. The salt will not hurt your garden. But when we first started the garden, it was very sandy, and we had to water the garden every single day. Within 3 years, we cut back our watering to 1 day a week because we built up so much organic matter. If you don't live near the ocean, rake your leaves, pick up your pine needles, grind them up with your lawnmower right in the garden, and spread the leaves that you've ground up and the pine needles. Add a bag of lime on the garden. Till it in, and you'll build up organic matter. Why buy a bale of peat moss? You got all the leaves, you've got all the seaweed, use it. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.